Ah, see, you've made it here to Dead Horse Pinch. Well, I'm one of the dead and long-gone wagoners that used to work the pig routes that you're on. I guess you're probably wondering why this spot's called Dead Horse Pinch. Well, we used to travel this here pig route from Dunedin to the Dunstan Goldfields, or Clyde, as it's now known, taking essential provisions in for the miners. Our heavily laden wagons were drawn by 8 or 10 horse teams. It was not uncommon for a wagon to become bogged down in some of the frightful quagmires to be met along this route, or stuck up on a steep hillside that became too much for a tired team. Wagons usually travelled in pairs for mutual safety, double banking over difficult sections when necessary. This section of the trail was a steep, hard pull for horses. Often the horses found the going just too tough and died at this here point. We had no option but to bury them over the bank by the lookout. And that's how the place got its name. The Dead Horse Pinch was the last major obstacle short of a night's rest at the halfway house, 2 miles west of here. In 1862, when the Dunstan Gold Rush commenced, the pig route became a major route to the goldfields. As well as us wagoners, there were lightweight 4-horse express coaches that provided a 2-day-long passenger and gold escort service between Dunedin and Dunstan. The express coaches were the recognised kings of the road, and us wagoneers would hurriedly draw to the side to let it pass. Our heavy lumbering wagons carried up to 4 tons of goods, and we were paid anything from £8 a ton for the journey between Dunedin and the Dunstan. At the height of the Dunstan rush, we could earn up to £100 a ton. In 1862, the Central Otago Railway penetrated inland as far as Middlemarch, bringing to an end the era of our coach and wagon services on the pig route. Ah, well, better keep moving on. As you can see, this is a pretty remote area, but the spirits of us wagoneers and gold miners still continue to ply this route every day.